You are invited to visit the Stream Globe online radio. The link is streamglobe.radio. That is www.streamglobe.radio. You will find the link at the end of every devotional text. This online radio is a 24-hour radio service filled with edifying sermons, edifying Christian music, talk shows, and of course, Stream Globe devotional. Stream Globe online radio has been optimized to minimize internet data consumption. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Pillars in God's Temple. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 12 to 13. The one who conquers, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never depart from it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes out of heaven from my God, and my new name as well. The one who has an ear had better hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Unlike walls or furniture, pillars are very important and more permanent structural elements in any building. In heaven, the throne of God dwells within the temple of God. God rules the universe from there. David said by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, "And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." See Psalm 23 verse 6. When the Lord says he will make those who conquer to be pillars in the temple of God, he is saying overcomers will never be removed from the presence of God for all eternity. Saints are not just called to be people who will dwell closely with God for part of eternity, but who will dwell in the house of the Lord for all eternity. This means we'll be part of the highest level of God's government. In heaven, dwelling in the presence of God is a very, very great honor, and it means great authority. Angels brag about this. For example, you see Angel Gabriel talking about this in Luke chapter 1 verse 19, that he's Gabriel who stands in the presence of God. It's not every angel that has this privilege. We who overcome are going to be pillars in the temple of God. This means we are not just going to be part of God's presence, but we are going to be important parts of God's temple. I am talking about the God who is the creator and sustainer of the universe, the God whose power and glory cannot be comprehended by the human mind. I don't know what we ever did or could ever do to deserve this great honor and glory that God has destined for us. It is unmerited favor. Go into today thanking the Father for the great love he has lavished upon you, that you should become a son of God. See 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Say this confession: I am an overcomer in Jesus' name. I will inherit everything that God has prepared for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Amos chapter 5 to chapter 9. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's Bible reading comes up next. Amos chapter 5 to chapter 9.
Hear this word, house of Israel. This lament I take up concerning you. Fallen is virgin Israel, never to rise again. Deserted in her own land, with no one to lift her up. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to the house of Israel.
Your city that marches out 1,000 strong will have only 100 left. Your town that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left.
This is what the Lord says to the house of Israel.
Seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Do not journey to Beersheba, for Gilgal will surely go into exile, and Bethel will be reduced to nothing.
Seek the Lord and live, or he will sweep through the house of Joseph like a fire. It will devour them, and Bethel will have no one to quench it. There are those who turn justice into bitterness and cast righteousness to the ground. He who made the Pleiades and Orion, who turns midnight into dawn and darkens day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name. He flashes destruction on the stronghold and brings the fortified city to ruin. There are those who hate the one who reproves in court and detest the one who tells the truth. You levy a straw tax on the poor and impose a tax on their grain. Therefore, though you have built stone mansions, you will not live in them. Though you have planted lush vineyards, you will not drink their wine. For I know how many are your offenses and how great your sins. There are those who oppress the innocent and take bribes and deprive the poor of justice in the courts. Therefore, the prudent keep quiet in such times. For the times are evil. Seek good, not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you, just as you say he is. Hate evil, love good. Maintain justice in the courts. Perhaps the Lord God Almighty will have mercy on the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says.
There will be wailing in all the streets and cries of anguish in every public square. The farmers will be summoned to weep and the mourners to wail. There will be wailing in all the vineyards, for I will pass through your midst,
says the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear. As though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness?
I hate, I despise your religious festivals. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, house of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine of your king, the pedestal of your idols, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Damascus,
says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty. Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria, you notable men of the foremost nation, to whom the people of Israel come. Go to Calneh and look at it. Go from there to Great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? You put off the evil day and bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. The Sovereign Lord has sworn by himself. The Lord God Almighty declares,
I abhor the pride of Jacob and detest his fortresses. I will deliver up the city and everything in it.
If 10 people are left in one house, they too will die. And if the relative who comes to carry the bodies out of the house to burn them asks anyone who might be hiding there,
is anyone else with you?
And he says,
no.
Then he would go on to say,
hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord.
For the Lord has given the command, and he will smash the great house into pieces and the small house into bits. Do horses run on the rocky crags? Does one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. You who rejoice in the conquests of Lodabar and say,
did we not take Carnaim by our own strength?
For the Lord God Almighty declares,
I will stir up a nation against you, house of Israel, that will oppress you all the way from Lebo Hamath to the valley of the Arabah.
This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. He was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share had been harvested, and just as the late crops were coming up. When they had stripped the land clean, I cried out, Sovereign Lord, forgive. How could Jacob survive? He is so small. So the Lord relented.
This will not happen,
the Lord said. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. The Sovereign Lord was calling for judgment by fire. It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. Then I cried out, Sovereign Lord, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is so small. So the Lord relented.
This will not happen either,
the Sovereign Lord said. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me,
what do you see, Amos?
A plumb line, I replied. Then the Lord said,
look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam.
Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel.
Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. For this is what Amos is saying.
Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile, away from their native land.
Then Amaziah said to Amos,
"Get out, you seer! Go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there, and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom."
Amos answered Amaziah,
"I was neither a prophet nor the disciple of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore and fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel.' Now then, hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Do not prophesy against Israel, and stop preaching against the house of Isaac.' Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up, and you yourself will die in a pagan country. And Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land." This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me: a basket of ripe fruit.
"What do you see, Amos?"
he asked. "A basket of ripe fruit," I answered. Then the Lord said to me,
"The time is ripe for my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. In that day," declares the Sovereign Lord, "the songs in the temple will turn to wailing. Many, many bodies flung everywhere. Silence."
"Hear this, you who trample the needy and do away with the poor of the land, saying,
'When will the new moon be over, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath be ended, that we may market wheat?'
Skimping on the measure, boosting the price and cheating with dishonest scales, buying the poor with silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, selling even the sweepings with the wheat. The Lord has sworn by himself, the bride of Jacob,
'I will never forget anything they have done. Will not the land tremble for this, and all who live in it mourn? The whole land will rise like the Nile. It will be stirred up and then sink like the river of Egypt. In that day,
declares the Sovereign Lord,
I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your religious festivals into mourning and all your singing into weeping. I will make all of you wear sackcloth and shave your heads. I will make that time like mourning for an only son, and the end of it like a bitter day. The days are coming,
declares the Sovereign Lord,
when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the lovely young women and strong young men will faint because of thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who say,
'As surely as your God lives, Dan,'
or
'As surely as the God of Beersheba lives,'
they will fall, never to rise again."
I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said,
"Strike the tops of the pillars so that the thresholds shake. Bring them down on the heads of all the people. Those who are left, I will kill with the sword. Not one will get away. None will escape. Though they dig down to the depths below, from there my hand will take them. Although they climb up to the heavens above, from there I will bring them down. Though they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, there I will hunt them down and seize them. Though they hide from my eyes at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent to bite them. Though they are driven into exile by their enemies, there I will command the sword to slay them. I will fix my eyes on them for evil and not for good.
The Lord, the Lord Almighty, He touches the earth and it melts. And all who live in it mourn. The whole land rises like the Nile, then sinks like the river of Egypt. He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets its foundation on the earth. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name.
Are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites?
Declares the Lord.
Did I not bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Surely, the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob,
declares the Lord.
For I will give the command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword. All those who say,
disaster will not overtake or meet us.
In that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins, and will rebuild it as it used to be, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations that bear my name,
declares the Lord, who will do these things.
The days are coming,
declares the Lord,
when the reaper will be overtaken by the one who plows, and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills, and I will bring my people Israel back from exile. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them,
says the Lord your God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.